Welcome to the CX, AI, and Outsourcing Podcast, a show about the people, technology, and economics that are shaping the customer support industry. My name is John Walter, and today we are taking a look at the groundbreaking development of GPT-4 passing the entire bar exam. On this episode, we are going to take a look at the nature of the bar exam, how GPT-4 performed, and the ramifications this may have for both the legal and the customer support industries. This episode is a little bit different from usual because I am not recording with a guest. Instead, it is just me and the research article. This is such an important topic that I wanted to devote this entire episode just to understanding this research and what it may mean for our lives. Now, let's get started. When I saw that GPT 3.5 passed two portions of the bar exam, it was a life-changing moment for me because then I realized the potential for this technology because I had taken the bar exam and I knew how challenging it was and what it would mean if a computer could answer those types of questions. That is why today I want to explain to everybody the significance that GPT-4 has now passed the entire bar exam. This has ramifications for every industry. And I personally have a lot of experience in the legal industry and now the customer support outsourcing industry. And I want to take a few minutes to explain exactly what this research shows and the implications that this technology may have for these two industries. So first, let's take a step back and look at how this research has been progressing. On December 29th, 2022, a research article titled GPT Takes the Bar Exam was released. It showed that GPT 3.5 was capable of passing the torts and evidence portions of the multiple choice portion of the bar exam. The researchers concluded that large language models may be capable of passing the bar exam within 0 to 18 months. And then on March 15, 2023, only 2 months and 16 days after the initial publication, the same researchers, now accompanied with a few others, published this. GPT-4 passes the bar exam. It's official. It has happened. Large language models have not only passed the bar exam, they have exceeded human performance. This is remarkable because the bar exam is extremely challenging. You can tell because over 20% of students who graduate law school and then take the bar end up failing. This is after receiving 3 years of education on this specific topic and taking a course during the summer after graduation to prepare for the test. Meanwhile, the researchers here are evaluating the zero-shot performance of GPT-4. In the context of large language models, zero-shot performance refers to the ability of a model to perform a task for which it has not been explicitly trained or fine-tuned. So let's jump back into the article to see how GPT-4 performed. GPT-4 was tested on the entire uniform bar examination. That includes not only the multiple choice portions, but also an open-ended multi-state essay exam and a multi-state performance test. Let's start by taking a look at performance on multiple choice questions. And the best way to do that is for you to first see what one of these multiple choice questions look like, how much time a human has to answer it, and how you can break it down and analyze and get the correct answer if you're doing this from a human perspective. So here it is. This is a question. A woman borrowed $800,000 from a bank and gave the bank a note for that amount secured by a mortgage on her farm. Several years later, at a time when the woman still owed the bank $750,000 on the mortgage loan, she sold the farm to a man for $900,000. The man paid the woman $150,000 in cash and specifically assumed the mortgage note. The bank received notice of this transaction and elected not to exercise the optional due on sale clause in the mortgage. Without informing the man, the bank later released the woman from any further personal liability on the note. After he had owned the farm for a number of years, the man defaulted on the loan. The bank properly accelerated the loan, and the farm was eventually sold at a foreclosure sale for $500,000. Because there was still $600,000 owing on the note, the bank sued the man for the $100,000 deficiency. Is the man liable to the bank for the deficiency? So let's pause before we go to the answers and take a look at the question. As you can see, it's several paragraphs long. It's filled with both relevant and irrelevant facts. And so this is not a simple regurgitation of picking a right answer. This requires the ability to discern between relevant and irrelevant facts and performing an analysis. Look at how the answers are posed. So going back down, is the man liable to the bank for the deficiency? A. No, because the woman would have still been primarily liable for payment, but the bank had released her from personal liability. B. No, because the bank's release of the woman from personal liability also released the man. C. Yes, because the bank's release of the woman constituted a clogging of the equity of redemption. Or D. Yes, because the man's personal liability on the note was not affected by the bank's release of the woman. These are remarkably complex questions, remarkably challenging questions. And to get it right, you have to not only know the right answer, but you have to know why it's the right answer. Now for humans, the bar exam and these types of questions are difficult and challenging. But GPT-4, on the other hand, was able to handle these questions with relative ease. It scored more than 15% above the minimum passing threshold and scored 7% higher than the average human test taker. The research contains a chart that shows how fast this technology is advancing, at least in regards to these types of multiple choice questions. GPT-4 far surpassed GPT-3.5, which is represented at TextDaVinci 003. It jumped all the way from 49.2% with ChatDaVinci 003 Alpha all the way up to 75.7% with GPT-4. When will we get to a point that it's 100%? I don't think we are that far off. Likely within the next 5 years, you're going to see these large language models getting 100% accuracy on these types of bar exams. Now let's turn our attention to the essay portion of the exam. For humans, you have 3 hours to answer 6 essay questions. Each one is a long format. Imagine a page of single-spaced type, and then your response is just as much as you can get on paper in a 30-minute time period, because you only have 30 minutes for each one. And you must note, there is some subjectivity when it comes into the grading. And the researchers themselves did the grading for GPT-4's responses. So if you really want to dig into this research, you may want to look at the responses that they provided from the language model to make sure that you feel like their analysis is fair. Their findings are an overall score of 4.2, and in general, you can consider a 4.0 to be a passing score. So they are making the argument that GPT-4 passed the essay portion of the bar exam also. Lastly, and perhaps what is most significant, the researchers administered the performance test as well. So the performance test is different from both the multiple choice and the essay exam in several ways. First, you are given a body of knowledge. They call it a library, and you are told to contain your work solely to the information that's contained in that library that is given to you. So there's a lot of content. And in the research, they talk about how they had to work with OpenAI to get permission to expand the amount of information that they can feed into the model in order to perform the test. And so they're also, what makes it interesting is it's not just asking basic questions, it's looking for the performance of activities that a lawyer would actually perform. And so get this, the July 2022 multi-state performance test required test takers to 1. Draft a memo in the context of a domestic relations matter with a series of choice of law issues, and 2. Construct an objective memo focused on questions of criminal law and legal ethics. Very interesting. And the model is being told that you cannot rely on any outside legal knowledge and trust for it to be accurate, because you're given the law and all of the facts in the library of information that is given to you at the time you're taking the exam. And according to the researchers, GPT-4 passed this portion of the exam also. So what does this mean for our future? One thing I am 100% confident about is that this technology is going to bring radical transformation to many industries, and there will be winners and losers. For example, consider in the legal industry, you have defense lawyers who bill by the hour. A lot of that work is performing legal research and writing. In the near future, those tasks will be far more efficient than there are today, and as a result, there will be less revenue to generate. But when it comes to plaintiff's lawyers who work on a contingency fee basis, receiving a percentage of each case they win, they are going to have a wonderful time with this because they will be able to process far more claims with lower overhead costs. Another industry that is being significantly impacted that I have personal knowledge of is customer support outsourcing. So I today work for ZMAX Inc., which has been helping large corporations outsource customer service operations for over 26 years. And the way we see this unfolding is that traditionally there was a lot of focus on trying to automate through chatbots and voice assistants with no human agent interaction. And it was, in many cases, leading to a worse customer experience, even though it did drive some efficiency. But the big transition that's happening with AI today is the blending of AI and human agent support, where the agent is there to help guide the AI along so that you can successfully resolve tier 1, 2, and 3 issues, even ones that are very complex, in a highly efficient manner. So this is not replacing agents altogether, but it is making individual agents much more efficient, so they are accomplishing the tasks that used to take multiple agents to perform. And in the long term, I do personally believe that AI will become capable of almost entirely replacing human agents. Now, I often receive pushback when I say that AI will replace human agents in the future. And it gets even more controversial when I say that AI is going to outperform human agents in providing an excellent customer experience. Now, the main objection I receive is that AI requires a lot of data in order to perform accurately. And it may not be fair to compare operations within a customer support team to the law and bar exam, because the law may have more data available to operate than a customer support team does. I respectfully disagree with that position. In contact centers, there is tremendous volumes of data that comes in, both from the agents and from the customers. And you can look at sentiment, both in the vocabulary and tone of voice, and average handle time. You have surveys that go out to the customers after the interaction, and you can track the customer behavior after the interaction. So all of this data can go in to train the AI onto what is the best approach to answering customer questions. If you are working in an industry that is going to be impacted by artificial intelligence, do not be afraid. Instead, take action. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. You want to be at the forefront of what's happening. And if you are working in an industry that can be disrupted, you are the one to do it. You are like a bookseller at the advent of the internet. Are you going to be a bookseller who's just going to complain about the internet and slowly watch your business dwindle over time? Or are you going to become the next Amazon? Thank you.
Thank you.